Hey there, and welcome to my show about the band Journey. Hard to believe, but it was 41 years ago that this band from San Francisco first burst onto the scene, and I had assumed, incorrectly as it turns out, that they had immediate chart-topping success. It wasn't until I started doing the research that I found the first single off the album Infinity actually peaked at number 57 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Shocked me, but we all know it. Here's Wheel in the Sky.
That you said, Are you feeling? You feeling that way too? Or am I just? Am I just a fool?
When the summer's gone, she'll be there.
My life, oh, soft and warm on a summer's night. You're the only one I told you, the only one I love, the lovely one, lovely one I'm thinking of.
there's something that Journey did more than most, a little thing I call the twofer. Two different songs that were basically attached. That was Feeling That Way and Anytime. Anytime was the single, and it topped the chart at number 83. Good thing for album rock stations. That's how we got to know this band. That format embraced them from the start. One more off Infinity, because A, it's my podcast, and B, I just love the purity of Steve Perry's voice on this one, Winds of March.
Thank you.
That was the first single off Journey's second album, Evolution, Just the Same Way. And it didn't even crack the top 40. But this next song was their big breakthrough, making it up to number 16 in 1979. And it was a nightmare for some radio DJs, the ones who did not have quick reflexes, because when you were playing it off the album, you had a split second to kill the sound when it ended, or it went right into the next cut, City of the Angels. Could have been a twofer, who knows? Here's Lovin', Touchin', Squeezin'.
Loving, touching, squeezing.
from the Departure album in 1980. That's Any Way You Want It. Time now for another twofer. Here's Good Morning Girl, Stay a While.
Just stay with me a while.
We're into prime commercial journey. Their first top five hit, Who's Crying Now, from 1981's Escape album, followed up by this big hit, Don't Stop Believin'.
Yeah. just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going. A singer in a smoky room, a smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Strangers waiting up and down the boulevard. Their shadows searching in the night. Streetlights, people living this defined emotion, hiding somewhere in the night.
Working hard to get my feel. Everybody
those crazy nights I do remember in my youth. I do recall those were the best times, most of all. In my heat with a blue jean girl, burning love, come once in a lifetime. She found me singing by the river tracks, took me home.
Can't help myself, I'm falling.
that would have been the place to play Open Arms, but I'm sick of it. So I substituted Stone in Love, never released as a single, but Journey thinks enough of it to include it on most of their greatest hit packages. Well, now, time to move on to 1983's Frontiers album. We're going to rock out with Separate Ways.
Here we are. since I've seen her face. You say she's doing fine. I still recall a sad cafe, how it hurts so bad to see her cry. I didn't want to say goodbye. Send her my love, memories remain. Send her my love, roses never fade. Send her my love.
Send her my love. And I had thought that that was a bigger hit. I know, this band just confused the heck out of me from the get-go. It peaked at number 23, but it spent a respectable 15 weeks on the chart, which takes us to a song that was a bigger hit than I realized. From 1986's Raised on Radio album, here's Girl Can't Help It.
Thank you.
And as some of you may know, that one, Lights, was on Journey's first album, Infinity, but it was what we call a big old stiff. It got up to number 68 in its first foray as a single. Fast forward 15 years, and for whatever reason, it was re-released, and it was a huge hit on adult contemporary radio. Well, that's a wrap for the Journey show. I hope you like my picks. You can find my other shows, Forgotten Hits, which, by the way, the next episode is going to include a Journey song that even I had completely forgotten about until I was doing the research for this show. I do Yacht Rock and other single artist or theme shows. They can be found at podomatic.com on my homepage. Just search Erica Lee's podcast. There's also a free Podomatic app available. Same for Apple users. You already have the podcast app on your phone or your iPad, or you can just go to iTunes and again, search for Erica Lee's podcasts. If you'd like, you can follow or subscribe, and that way any new show I upload will automatically be right there for you. You can follow me on social media as well. The links to my Twitter and Facebook are on my Podomatic page. So until next time, thanks so much for listening. I'm Erica Lee.